The Nightingale and the Rose, a story by Oscar Wilde.
Once upon a time, in a far-off land, there lived a young student. This young student was madly in love with the daughter of the professor, but she did not want anything to do with him. One day, the student heard that the prince of the land was going to give a ball. So he went to the professor and he asked the professor's daughter if she wanted to go with him. "No," she said, "not unless you give me a red rose." So the young student went to his garden to look for a red rose. But there were not any red roses in his garden. So he started crying and crying and crying. In his garden, there also lived a nightingale. This nightingale heard the student crying over his love and the rose he could not find. She felt really sorry for him and decided to help him, because there was true love in this young student's heart and she could not bear to see him unhappy. So the nightingale flew to the tree with the red roses. "Please, tree," she said, "please give me one red rose." But the tree shook its head. "I do not have any red roses at the moment," the tree answered. The nightingale felt sad. "Is there a way to have a red rose?" she asked. "Yes," said the tree, "but I can only give you a red rose if you put one of my thorns into your heart and let your blood flow into me. And if you do that," said the tree, "you will die." The nightingale was afraid. She did not want to die, but she decided to do it anyway. So she talked to the tree again and convinced him that she needed the rose badly. So she put the thorn into her heart and started singing. And while she was singing, a beautiful red rose started growing. The next morning, the young student went into his garden and there he saw the most beautiful red rose he'd ever seen. He was very happy. The nightingale lay beside the rose. She was dead, but the young student did not look at her. He took the rose and went to the professor's daughter. "Here's your rose," he said. "Will you go to the ball with me?" The girl looked at him and laughed. "I will not go with you," she said. "The chamberlain's nephew has given me a diamond ring. I'm going with him." "How ungrateful you are," said the student, and he threw the rose away. He returned home and said to himself, "What a silly little thing love is."
The end.